With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The 74th National Prayer Breakfast with bipartisan members of Congress, faith leaders, and guests met for a time of prayer, reflection, and unity in the Kennedy Caucus Room at the U.S. Capitol. Co-host Senator Roger Marshall offered these opening remarks.
It reminds us that as we seek compromise and consensus, that our exercise of leadership, whether here in this country or around the globe, is more than just an exercise of policy or power. It is service, it is character, and it is conscience.
The breakfast was started by President Eisenhower in the 1950s. American brokered talks between Russian and Ukrainian officials are being held in Abu Dhabi for a second day, aimed toward ending the nearly four-year war.
The discussions come amid increased Russian attacks on Ukraine's power grid and after a rise in civilian casualties. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged for an end to the war and emphasized the need for security guarantees to prevent future Russian attacks. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, as well as NATO Commander General Alexis Grinkovich, are at the talks. Fighting continues alongside the talks with Russia targeting Ukraine's electricity network. Almost 15,000 Ukrainian civilians have been killed since the start of the war through last December, according to the United Nations. I'm Karen Shamas.
Iran and the United States are set for talks Friday in Oman over Tehran's nuclear program. This comes after Israel launched a 12-day war on Iran in June and Iran's brutal crackdown on nationwide protests. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 592 points. This is SRN News. Confidence in organized religion is in decline.
The Gallup organization has been culling through its data over the years, and it paints a rather stark picture. In the year 2000, a quarter of a century ago, 56% of Americans said they had a lot of confidence in organized religion in this country. In 2025, it was only 36%. Gallup also reports that while 45% of adults say they currently belong to a church or synagogue, 68% said they did so in 2000, which probably has a lot to do with confidence. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has dispatched a team of military officers to Nigeria where Muslim terrorists are killing Christians. General Dag Anderson says the move followed his meeting with Nigeria's president late last year. The general says this small U.S. team brings some unique capabilities in order to augment what Nigeria has been doing for several years. This is SRN News. OpenAI and Anthropic, the startups behind ChatGPT and Claude, are gearing up for a major showdown. Bob Agnew reports.
The rivalry began when OpenAI leaders left to form Anthropic in 2021. Both now need to prove they can turn a profit. Anthropic is airing Super Bowl ads mocking OpenAI for introducing ads on ChatGPT. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman called the ads funny, but said they're also dishonest. Their main battleground now is winning over corporate leaders who want AI tools to boost productivity. They also face competition from Google, Amazon, and Microsoft. Bob Agnew reporting.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says it would be up to President Trump to decide whether to sue Kevin Warsh, Mr. Trump's nominee for Federal Reserve Chair, if he doesn't lower interest rates. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.